Good afternoon.
Thank you so much for your time. Now, quite often I get tagged in Facebook posts that say Ray-Ban's really cheap, but there is a new Ray-Ban smart glasses developed by Facebook. These aren't the ones that you see on this Facebook, is it?
No, these are very, very different. This is these are legitimate Ray-Ban sunglasses, but it's also a legitimate Facebook product. It's called the Ray-Ban Stories, and they look like everyday Ray-Bans. And I know that because they were only launched on Friday, but I've been wearing them for a week or so, and no one's noticed that I'm wearing anything other than sunglasses. Okay. But actually, what I'm wearing is Bluetooth-connected headphones. They're connected to my phone. I can listen to music, podcast, radio via the little speakers that are built into the arms of the glasses. But in the front of the glasses are also little camera lenses, so I can record 30-second videos, take still photos, which are an amazing way of recording memories, moments, and different things like that. But it's also just a high level of creepy, too, because no one really knows that you're recording them unless they happen to be astute enough to realize that that little white light on the side of the glasses means I'm recording you.
But no one's going to notice that, surely.
I can't imagine they will, unless you know, like, now that I've got them and I've seen them, I can spot them. I saw a Formula One driver wearing them on the grid the other morning. But, you know, the average Joe has no idea that I'm doing anything other than just wearing glasses. And I think that's a real problem for people to understand the privacy implications here. And I think that, you know, in reality, we're going to have a conversation here about whether you have a right to privacy when you're out in public.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, if you go down to, I don't know, a beach or something, I mean, the ramifications with that.
And, you know, that's why I say cool or creepy.
Yeah.
Cool in every way because the technology is amazing, but creepy because you have no idea who's recording you anymore. But to be clear, that's not new. I mean, there's devices you can get on Amazon that are small, tiny, weeny cameras. So should we put all the emphasis here on the creepiness of Facebook? Maybe because of their history with privacy. But in reality, this is a problem across technology.
So how much are these worth?
$449. Buy them at OPSM or Sunglass Hut, and you can get prescription lenses and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, they're a legit thing available now.
Foxtel has ditched the cable and satellite. I wish they dish my bill, so I don't have to pay them anymore. But they've also released the IQ5.
Yeah, this is interesting. So the IQ5 box is obviously the next generation of their set-top recording box. But it doesn't require you to have a satellite connection. You can plug a satellite in if you've got one already, but if you've got the internet, that's all you need to get live TV, 4K TV channels, and all the things you would normally expect from the old IQ4 box. So it's kind of the next generation, allows for people who have never been able to get Foxtel because they lived in a townhouse or didn't want a satellite dish. This now allows you to have Foxtel just straight up via NBN.
Wow. Wow, I might even invest in that myself. Who knows? Because, I mean, is it going to give you more storage space or anything like that, Trevor? Or is it just the same?
No, in reality, for people that have already got Foxtel, they've got the IQ box and you've got a satellite, there's no reason to change because, in fact, you're using up your internet. So unless you've got unlimited data and no concerns about, you know, congestion on your network, there's no real reason for that. But for new potential customers, this is a game changer.
Yeah. Trevor Long is the editor for EFTM.com, joins us each and every Wednesday to talk all things technology. Well, an announcement about the Apple iPhone 13. I reckon I've still got my Apple One somewhere in a cupboard somewhere. I wonder if it would be worth anything if I put it on eBay. But 13, wow.
Send me a photo, mate. I'll tell you what I'm prepared to pay for it, that's for sure. New iPhone comes around this time every year. And, you know, I think this is an important thing for Apple because we've had all the talk of Samsung over the last couple of weeks. But, it's the important time of year for Apple to release their new products available over the next few weeks. And kind of same process as the last few years. It looks the same as the iPhone 12, but, you know, four different models from the Mini up to the Pro Max. But, you know, price is still Apple's problem. They're not exactly the cheapest devices on the market, but still people lust over the iPhone, don't they?
They do indeed, as long as it can play Snake like the Nokia 5110 all those years ago.
Oh, I hope it doesn't have an in-app purchase. That should be free.
That's another story for another day. Hey, Trevor, really do appreciate your time as always on a Wednesday afternoon to talk all things technology.
Good on you, mate.
Thank you very much. Trevor Long there, the editor for EFTM.com. It is Gold Central Victoria.